Tonight's mishmash also going to be focused on Shabbos, and the whole Shabbos, Mishmash Hashem, will be a tremendous platform for us to continue in our growth of Shabbos. Okay, this year, Avraham Miller has been very kindly sponsored by Mr. Ollie Annensfeld. Ollie Annensfeld is an alumnus of Gesher. He graduated from Gesher 6 years ago, and we're very grateful for his support. He should be blessed with tremendous bracha and hatzlacha in all areas of his life. He's sponsored in honor of all the Gesher Rebbeim. With that in mind, Rory Miller.
I have some sheets being passed around. Everybody has two sheets. Yeah, are you helping or is somebody else helping? One double-sided, one single-sided. A little faster. What? Everybody has? They don't have up here. Here, give me a chunk. You're moving like a... Like a slow
just say you weren't passing.
No, it does. Make sure people over there.
You got
it. Here, I'm going to take this from the back when nobody needs it. Okay. The truth of the matter is, first of all, Shkenaz Rabbi Green, Shkenaz Rabbi Kaller putting the entire thing together. The truth of the matter is, I was debating when Rabbi Kaller charged me with the task of learning together about the inyan of Erev Shabbos, about Hachanas L'Shabbos. So I thought probably we should just sing for a half hour, because there's no better way to experience, to feel, to understand what it means to enter into the world of Shabbos than Nigunim. Okay, maybe there's a few better ways or equal ways. But at least we're not going to sing the entire time. But let's just sing for 30 seconds. So repeat after me if you don't know this. It's not really a niggun. It's more of a niggun than a niggun. Chavod Shabbos, Ayle Chavod Shabbos. Sing with me. Ayle Chavod Shabbos, Ayle Chavod Shabbos. Just like that, again. Truth of the matter is, a Jew has to live with those two words on their minds, in their mouths, in their hearts. Really all the time. If anybody's on your phone right now, it's hurting my feelings. that's not only teaching in Pnimius, that's actually also halacha, as Mitzvah we'll get to. But before we get to the inner world of Hachana L'Shabbos, so let's just talk practical halacha. I gave you from the Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kelchasa, which is one of the most important svarim, contemporary svarim of Hilchos Shabbos. It was a monumental work when it came out in the early second half of the 20th century by a great Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Beit Vegan, and it brought a lot of clarity to the world. The world has changed greatly in the past century, and Hilchos Shabbos, the whole area of Hilchos Shabbos, is an area that halacha had to not change, but had to adapt to, had to deal with new questions that had never been dealt with in previous generations: electricity, technology, medicine, all sorts of modern contemporary issues. And Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kelchasa was really the first of its kind dealing with Hilchos Shabbos in the contemporary world. It's been translated to English, it's translated to other languages, it's been redone and redone a few times. Fantastic work. And in the second volume, thank you so much, in the second volume, in chapter 42, so there he talks about the halachos of Hachanas L'Shabbos. And I gave you 10, I gave you my top 10 from that chapter of Hachanas L'Shabbos. Rabbi Green mentioned that if you want to be able to have Shabbos, you have to prepare for Shabbos. And that's a concept that many people don't really think about very, very often. Like, okay, come Friday evening, that's Shabbos. You know, especially adolescents or children, or children in the body of adolescents, who live their entire life, you know, getting and receiving from other people. This person gives me my food. This person does my laundry. This person does my cleaning. This person pays my bills. So it's not easy. I'm an adolescent also. It's not easy to get into the headspace, get into the mentality of doing things for ourselves. But preparation for Shabbos is a world of doing things, as we'll discuss, doing things for ourselves and creating our reality, not relying on others. That's what it means, Hachana l'Shabbos. Let's first talk 10 practical ways of Hachana l'Shabbos, and then we'll get into a little bit the pimius, the hashkafa of the significance of what it means, Hachana l'Shabbos. So here's 10 things. Number one, this one is actually, and these are all sugyas. Each one of these, I'm going to tell you a halacha l'maisa. These are all sugyas. Ask your Rebbe for, you know, if you have questions. You know, there's details and many different ramifications and applications of these halachos. I'm going to give you a kitzur halacha. I'm going to give you a halacha psuka, and there's a lot that can be discussed in the realm of all of these halachos, just like all of halacha. So number one, there's a halacha that you should do your laundry l'chavad Shabbos Kodesh. That halacha actually is you should do your laundry on Thursday. Ezra Sofer, the God of Lador, when Klai Yisrael came back to build the second Beis HaMikdash, made a takana that you do your laundry on Thursday in order mipnei kavod Shabbos. Ve'lo yamtinu ad erev Shabbos, and you should not wait to do laundry on Friday, mipnei kadesh yum penuyim lis'asik ve'erev Shabbos b'tzarchei Shabbos, right? Laundry was a big deal back before the days of washing machines and dryers. Actually, in Gesher, actually, laundry is also a pretty big deal. It's like a multi-hour commitment, and you know, you need to block off like at least 3 weeks to be able to get one load of laundry done. So I guess you guys can relate to the realities it was in the days of Ezra Sofer. But in those days, they had to find a water source and scrub by hand, and it was a big thing. So that takana was made to do laundry on Thursday. There's a lot discussed. In contemporary halacha, does one really need to wait to do their laundry dock on Thursday? Can you do laundry on Friday l'chavad Shabbos? Is that okay? Because nowadays you just put it in and then you change it. but Maker Adin halacha is you should do your laundry on Thursday l'chavad Shabbos. Washing your clothes, make sure you have clean clothes l'chavad Shabbos. Next one, purchasing for Shabbos. Mutav liknos tzarchei Shabbos be'erev Shabbos b'nikneset b'yom chamishi. It's the best to do your erev Shabbos purchases on Friday. Why? Kevan shem yikne be'erev Shabbos nikra davar yoseh shehu l'chavod Shabbos. You should do your Shabbos shopping dafka on Friday. Ad kedei kach that the poskim say that every single day when you get up for shacharis, you shouldn't do anything. Anything before davening shacharis, right? Lo sochlu adam, lo sochlu korom shitpalu al dimchem. You should not do anything before you daven. The poskim say that the concept of Hachana l'Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos, is so important that maybe there's room on Friday morning to even do Shabbos preparations, Shabbos purchases, even before you daven shacharis, right? But Friday is a day for Shabbos purchases. Why? Because when you do your purchase on Friday, that shows that it's dafka l'chavod Shabbos, right? If it's Thursday, if it's Wednesday, you know, maybe you're just getting for dinner or lunch or for that day. But when you do your purchases on Shabbos, it's nicker, it's clear that it's for Shabbos. So purchasing for Shabbos is a way of being mekayim, preparation for Shabbos. Three, michavod Shabbos v'yamtiv lo hulihikanes b'hem k'shum mis'av elechol suda Shabbos. Oh, yamtiv. So there's a halacha that you should go into Shabbos hungry with an appetite. Therefore, one way of preparing for Shabbos is not eating big meals on Friday, right? The exactly when this starts and exactly how much. What about snacks, big meal? A lot of discussion of this. I don't want to get to it now. Maybe there's my Rosh Yeshiva used to say there's a difference between yeshiva bachrim who could always eat no matter what and people who actually get full and can't eat after after they have a big meal. But one should make sure that they go into Shabbos with an appetite. Therefore, don't eat a big lunch. Don't stuff your face after Shabbos. That come Shabbos dinner, you're able to be mekayim mitzvah owning Shabbos, eating on Shabbos with an appetite, with a desire, and an excitement for the Shabbos suda. So you prepare for Shabbos dafka by not eating a big meal on Arab Shabbos. Number four, bathing and toveling for Shabbos, right? There's a mitzvah of washing and cleaning ourselves, right? Taking a shower, right? cleaning our bodies, making sure our bodies are hygienic, smelling good, clean from all the schmutz. In Chassidus and Pnimis, this is discussed a lot. This is not only a physical washing, it's also a spiritual washing, washing off the challenges of the week, washing off the frustrations of the week, washing off the dirt of the week, the schmutz of the week. And certainly one of the greatest ways to mekayim that is by going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, right? There are those who have the practice of going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, a big inyan, adding a spiritual dimension, right? The Hosefas Kedusha that one goes to the mikvah. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah when we go to Tzvas. We'll put a little more emphasis on that inyan. But the concept of washing for Shabbos, whether physical washing, mitzvah, spiritual washing, and a mikvah, both ways of preparing for Shabbos. Number five, mitzvah listaper. It's a mitzvah to get a haircut, lisgaleach, or to shave. Okay, that one.
Not everyone's
makud on that. The ligzos tibernaim, and to cut your nails, Be'erev Shabbos, right? To groom yourself, to look nice, l'chavod Shabbos, to shave, to get a haircut, to cut your nails, right? To make sure that your person is put together. That's a mitzvah preparing for Shabbos. Number six, mitzvah l'chabed Shabbos v'yamta b'tatu ha'bayis, sweeping your house, u'b'sidur mi'bod yom, straightening up your house, right? This is something that I know that many, many Gesher guys could use, put time into, especially on Erev Shabbos. It's a great time to clean your room, make your bed, get all the stuff off the floor, especially if there's an added bonus, if it bothers your roommates. It's an opportunity to also mekayim the mitzvah of Haftal Reach HaKamocha by cleaning your room and making sure that your room is put together nicely. But certainly, L'chavod Shabbos, that your room, your home should look Shabbos-dick, right? Dirty laundry on the floor, right? That's choldik. Shabbos, your home is your palace. And setting the table l'chavod Shabbos and making sure things are straightened, folding your clothes, making things look nice, creating the environment of Shabbos in your home. Number six, number seven, v'chibad tov darshu chazal shelo yeh malbushcha shel Shabbos v'shelcha ke malbushcha shel chol, having special clothing l'chavod Shabbos. To the extent that Arizal actually says it's brought down in the Be'er Halacha, I believe, not the Be'er Halacha, it's brought down in the Be'er Heitiv maybe in Shulchan Aruch, that the Arizal actually said you should have, back in the days when I was. A little more of a yeshiva guy. The yeshiva days, I actually was mekayim this. Life goes on, it gets hard too. But that Arizal said, you should have special underpants for Shabbos. Every single thing. Your special socks for Shabbos. Special underpants for Shabbos. Undershirt. You should dafka everything, right? Obviously, it goes without saying to have a Shabbos shirt, a Shabbos suit, a Shabbos tie, Shabbos shoes, Shabbos watch, Shabbos glasses, right? It's a mitzvah. Every single thing that you have special for Shabbos, right? Set aside, this is my Shabbos shirt, right? Derech Agav, I don't know if I. For me, it's pretty clear my Shabbos clothes and my chol clothes, because I'm not as from as many of my esteemed and revered colleagues. But you should know if you look closely. If you look at many of my revered, esteemed, holy, saintly colleagues, so they are talmid chacham and tzaddikim and wear proper garments during the week even, but you could look or even ask them that even though they wear suits and white shirts and ties during the week, I'll go out on a limb and say every single one of them has a special suit that's just for Shabbos, special shirts, special ties that are just for Shabbos. You could keep your eye on that if you want, but it's for sure true. But it's for sure true that one should have special clothing for Shabbos, and again, that Rizal adds, even undergarments should have, that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of preparing for Shabbos, for honoring Shabbos, by special Shabbos clothing. Number eight, right? Obviously, we can't not talk about spiritual and intellectual preparation for Shabbos, right? And the most unique, special way of preparing for Shabbos spiritually and intellectually is through the Torah of Shabbos. The Torah of Shabbos is obviously defined by that week's parsha, right? Learning Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. This is a very, very important halacha. Learning the parsha, right? Learning the parsha, maybe Unkelus if you're on that level, the parish of Rashi, right? Or even reading through the parsha in English, if that's what you're holding, whatever it is, right? The parsha of the week is that special, unique energy that each Shabbos has, and it's a very important mitzvah, not only of Talmud Torah, but also Hachana L'Shabbos, when you learn the parsha of the week. Number nine, there's a special mitzvah called Toyamea Chayim Zachu, that when you taste the food of Shabbos, right? Taste the food of Shabbos on Friday. What's that Indian? That Indian is practically, right? You don't want to get to your Shabbos meal on Friday night and the food doesn't taste good. So there's an Indian of tasting it on Friday to make sure that when you get to the Suda by Friday night, that it's going to taste good for sure. If anybody wants to, you know, use, you know, play the frum card, you could go to the kitchen on Thursday. Say, I'm sorry, it's a halacha. I need to taste. I need to taste tonight's food. You have to. Let me try the chicken. You know, I just want to. You could see if that works with the kitchen. Most things don't work with the kitchen. They're very strong. Keeping the kitchen under close lock. But maybe you could give it a shot. You could say it's a halacha. I need to taste the food. Make sure it's good. L'chavod Shabbos Kodesh. Number 10. The clothes that you wear, especially your jacket, right? If you have many people, it's hard to have a special jacket L'chavod Shabbos. But if you can, have a jacket L'chavod Shabbos, fantastic. If not, and you end up wearing the same coat, especially now during the cold winter months, you have a coat that you wear during the week as well. Make sure to look through the pockets before Shabbos. Maybe there's some change. Maybe there's some coins. Maybe there's some muktzah, or if a person is in a place without an eruv, or a person is makbid to try to not carry. Out, even if there is an Eruv, make sure that your pockets of your pants, your shirts, whatever else you have, your coats, make sure they're empty, A, to make sure that one doesn't carry on Shabbos, and two, make sure there's no muktzah, make sure that you don't have anything on you that will be a violation of carrying that on Shabbos. Those are just 10 preparations that one can do on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. And hopefully we'll get back to a little challenge for... in that area, at the end. let's talk a little bit in Pinimius and Hashkafa. Let's talk a little bit in the inner world. Right? All of Torah has an outer world and an inner world. By the way, it's true even by when you're learning Baba Kama, even when you're learning things that are very technical, you feel like you're learning the most nuanced areas of law. Every area of Torah, even when you're talking about, kocho and bor and nezek, every area of Torah has the guf of Torah, has the nigla of the Torah, and also has the nister, has the inner world. And it's a challenge. It's a challenge for you to find that inner world, find what the Torah is talking to you in the inner world, and go to your Rebbe and say, Rebbe, help me take this Torah into my life as well, in the inner world as well. Okay, so let's talk about the inner world of Hachana l'Shabbos. Hopefully we'll get through everything. If not, there's always next time. Sometimes. the Gemara in Megillah, says that when Haman HaRasha came to Achashverosh and said, these Jews, it's enough, I can't handle these Jews anymore. So he made multiple tainas, he made multiple claims against the Jewish people in order to convince Achashverosh to allow him to slaughter and massacre and literally do a holocaust to the Jewish people. And one of the things that he said to them was, "Vezdate ha-melach einam osim." They don't do the culture, the religion, they don't do the ways of the king. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Megillah says, "The mafik l'kula shata b'Shabbos hayom, Pesach hayom," right? That the Jews would be asked to do certain things in the kingdom of Paras Umadai, Persia and Media, and Achashverosh's kingdom, and they would always say, "I'm sorry," right? Isaac, remember? Where's Isaac? Yitzchak Wolf. Remember, I told you Shehi Pehi. So they would always say Shehi Pehi. They would say Shehi Pehi. Remember, I said Shehi Pehi. They would say Shehi Pehi. Rashi says, "What is Shehi Pehi?" They would say Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom. So. Rashi explains that it means Shabbos Hayom Pesach Hayom. Rashi says, Shabbos Hayom Pesach Hayom, v'anu asur b'malacha, we're not allowed to do any malacha. So the question that many many of the Mefarshim in that Gemara say is, how could that be their claim? That's 1/7 of the week. And if you add Yamim Tovim, maybe if you stretch it 2/7, I don't know. But not more than that, over the course of the year. That's 1/7 of the year. How could they say Shabbos Hayom whenever anybody in the kingdom would tell them that they need to engage in the culture or the religion of the kingdom? The kasha, this is from a sefer called Asar Tzach Tzichos. It's a Hasidic sefer with different sayings and different Torahs from the lineage of El Melech of Lezhansk. And this is a Torah that's quoted from the son of the Noam El Melech, the son of Reb Lezer ben Lezhansk, the son of the Noam El Melech. And he said, how could they say, he asked this question, many Mepharshim asked this question, he asked this question as well. How could they say Shabbos Hayom, Pesach Hayom on a Sunday, on a Monday, on a Tuesday? So he says like this, Acha Emes, Shayakasha Be'ene Arasha Kekaitz Be'ene Avachanos Yisrael Osim Kodim Kol Mitzvah. You know what they really bothered Haman? That the Jewish people's psyche, their mentality, they were always in preparation for a mitzvah. Umamish kol hashana, all year long, kol avodasam v'tirchasam rak l'kayim ha-mitzvos. They were always focused on kiyum ha-mitzvos. L'mashal, Pesach, kama v'chama avodus v'yigiyos v'tirchas v'osem. When Pesach, for sure, chametz, preparing matzah, getting rid of the chametz, all of the different things that go into preparation for Pesach, right? I'm sure in many of your homes, come springtime, like, you're not even allowed to, like, bring a cracker into your house, especially when Pesach comes closer, right? It's a consciousness that begins way before the holiday even begins. Val Shabbos Kodesh kimat kol shavua, kol yigiyasu l'hachin al Shabbos. A yid's mind is all week long preparing for Shabbos. The chol ha-mosif mosif, and anybody who adds to this is added min haShemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses them. V'chein kach al kol mitzvah mitzvah, al esrog, sukkah, v'ma'at kol hashanah, hu mutrag l'kayim mitzvahs v'dok, u'vazeh yabal anachon, demakil kul hashata b'Shabbos v'Pesach hayom. They would always say, she'i pei, Shabbos hayom, Pesach hayom. Why? Because a Yid always has that mindset of, I'm making for Shabbos. I'm preparing for Shabbos. I'm preparing for Pesach. And when you're in that mindset, when you're in that zone of preparing, it's like you're already there. And they weren't lying. It wasn't a trick. They weren't trying to weasel their way out. It was real. Their headspace was Hachana l'Shabbos, and that really bothered Haman. But what does this mean? What does this mean that our mindset practically? Okay, the mindset nowadays, you know, how much time does it really take to prepare for Shabbos? You know, especially if you have a cleaning lady and you get takeout, and you know, Shabbos, it's all done for you. Maybe, right? Do we really need to be thinking of Shabbos already? You know, all week long. The answer is that it's really much deeper, because there's a famous Gemara. I'll tell you most of it outside, and we'll read the end inside. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, probably many of you heard this Gemara, if not all of you heard this Gemara quoted around Sukkot time, because it's one of the very popular Gemaras that's quoted around Sukkot time. The Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah tells that at the end of days, the nations of the world are going to realize the Jewish people are the chosen nation. We're going to be exalted. We're going to be honored as the Mamlechas Kohanim Goy Kadosh. And it's going to be clear that we are God's chosen people, and that we are going to take the place as the Bnei Bechor Yisrael, as the firstborn son. And it's going to be clear in the eyes of the entire world. And the nations of the world at that moment, at the end of days, are going to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to say, Ribono Shel Olam, Yisrael shekiblu heichin kiyemu, and God's gonna say the Jewish people, they kept the Torah. They kept the Torah, and that's why they deserve this. And God's gonna say, I will testify they keep the nations of the world are gonna say, they didn't keep the Torah, and God's gonna testify that they kept the Torah. And the Gemara goes on about a back and forth, yeah, but did they really keep the Torah? And are you allowed to testify? And God said, fine, the heavens and the earth will testify. And God said, you know what? If you don't like any of my witnesses, the Jewish people were dedicated and were sincerely true to me and to Torah over all the generations, I'll bring you testimony, I'll bring you witnesses from non-Jewish people over the generations, and it quotes multiple people from Tanakh who said how Klal Yisrael kept Torah in certain situations. So they give up. They say, fine, Klal Yisrael are the chosen people. They are the ones who deserve to be exalted over the nations of the world. But they say, Amr Lufanav in the bold at the end of this Gemara, but Azar Daf Gimel Amaral, if they say, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Tana Lanu Meirosh V'Na'asena, but give us a chance. Fine. We lost it. We didn't live up to what we did. The Jewish people did live up to what they, to the level they were supposed to. But give us one more chance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to them with the famous words, Amar Lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God said, Shoot him, Shema Olam, you fools. Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos yochal b'Shabbos, u'mi shelo tarach be'erev Shabbos meheichan yochal b'Shabbos. If a person toiled, if a person put in the work and the commitment, if a person invested on erev Shabbos in that zone of preparation, so then they will have what to enjoy, what to eat, what to celebrate with on Shabbos. But if a person didn't put in the investment, didn't work on preparing on Erev Shabbos, how do you expect them to have anything to eat, to celebrate with, to enjoy come Shabbos Kodesh? So obviously it's a mashal. What's God telling the nations of the world? It's too late. You didn't prepare, you didn't put in what you could have put in the preparation stage, before the end of days. It's too late. You can't just wake up now and enjoy. You have to be Torech be'erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually gives them one more chance. And that's why this Gemara is quoted on Sukkah. On Sukkot, what is the chance that God gives them? Anybody remember? Anybody hear this Gemara quoted on Sukkos? Take a wild guess. It's quoted on Sukkos. He gives them the mitzvah. He gives the opportunity to fill the mitzvah of sukkah, and unfortunately, they can't even do that. And it gets hot, and they kick the sukkah on the way out. But Rabbozai, what is the line that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the nations of the world? It's not. It's too late. You didn't prepare. What are the words that he uses? Remember these words: Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos yochal b'Shabbos. One who toils on erev Shabbos, he will eat. He will benefit. He will enjoy in the celebration and the pleasure and the bliss of Shabbos Kodesh. What does that mean on a broader cosmic scale? That this world, this time period of history, before the end of days, before Mashiach comes, which we hope will be immediately, say amen.
Amen.
This time period before Mashiach comes is, it's all compared to, it's all basically one big Erev Shabbos. All of reality before Mashiach comes, right? What is it we call we right? What do we? What's the harachaman that we say in benching on Shabbos? Harachaman hu yanchileinu yom shekulo Shabbos u'menucha. The Yemos HaMashiach is Shabbos. It's the Shabbos of history, right? In fact, Chazal even said that this world is 6,000 years, and the Yemos HaMashiach is the 7,000 years, right? What is that like? Six and then seven. That's just like the days of the week and Shabbos. This whole world is an expression of Erev Shabbos. This whole reality that we live in, where there's work to do and there's challenges, and there's ups and there's downs, it's all one big Erev Shabbos. A Jew's consciousness, a Jew's mindset in this world is that mindset of being in Erev Shabbos. And everything we're doing is hachana for that Yom Shekulo Shabbos, Menucha L'Chayei Olamim. And while we're here, so obviously we know that one of the things that we have to do, one of the things that Gemara tells us, Gemara in Shabbos, maybe Gemara in Sanhedrin also, is that a Jew, when he gets to Shemayim, is going to be asked a certain amount of five questions, different chazals. But one of the famous questions that a person is asked when he gets up to heaven is, Tzipisa LeYeshua. Did you yearn for the redemption? So we also have to do that in this world as well, and also we have to do that every single week as well. There's a famous vart said from the Aruch Chaim, I gave it from the Aruch Chaim, and the Chizkuni, actually Arishon, said it even earlier. But we all are familiar with the term being Shomer Shabbos. Being Shomer Shabbos. What does it mean, Lishmor Shabbos? So what it means is to keep the Shabbos, to safeguard the Shabbos. However, the Aruch Chaim and the Chizkuni say a vart. That's a beautiful vart, and please put this into your hearts, and put it into your minds, and put it into your lives, practically as well. He says, I'll read you his words. O dear to Alderach, number three, yearning for Shabbos. Alderach Omro, Va'aviv Shamar Sadavar, Perish, Mamdin Mitzabe Mata Yavo. Right, the Yaakov Avinu, it's a long thing, but there's the word, Va'aviv Shamar Sadavar, and Yaakov Avinu was Shamar Sadavar. He, Rashi there explains, Chazal explained that being Shomer doesn't mean to just keep something, but it also means to yearn for, to look forward to wait for. So therefore, the Rachaim says, based on that drush of the word shomer, you could also say that's what it means to be shomer Shabbos. In the world we live in, and I can understand why there are people who have this mentality. I can understand it. But it's one of the things that we manage need to get out. It's poison. Some people, and again, I can't understand, some people dread Shabbos. Some people dread Shabbos. They dread 25 hours without their phone, 25 hours without social media, 25 hours, you know, and then people who actually have, you know, 25 hours without being able to check the money markets, you know, people who, you know, have, you know, 25 hours without, you know, sports scores, 25 hours without being able to drive. Unfortunately, some people have challenges. 25 hours without being able to smoke. 25 hours without going to certain places, seeing certain people. And some people dread Shabbos, Rahman al-Islam. And that's sad. It's understandable because we live in a world that we are so shakua, we're so drowning, we're so stuck in the 6 days of the week. But one of the things that we must work on, and it's not simple, One of the things, one of the cleansings that we have to do to our mind, to our perspective on reality, we need to be Shomer Shabbos. We need to work on being Shomer Shabbos. And being Shomer Shabbos doesn't start at sundown on Friday afternoon. Being Shomer Shabbos starts on Motzei Shabbos, on Sunday. Being Shomer Shabbos means I'm yearning for Shabbos. I'm Mitzafe Umamtid, Matayavo. I'm waiting, I'm hoping, I'm yearning for Shabbos. I'm looking forward to Shabbos. And if you don't look forward to Shabbos, so let's work on that. Let's work on appreciating what Shabbos is, the unbelievable treasure and gift that Shabbos is, of being able to be in that world. But it's only going to be happen if we're able to yearn for it properly. And that's what the Aruch Chaim says, to be Shomer Shabbos means to yearn, to hope for Shabbos. Are we holding the time? I want to share with you. Flip that page. Okay, just say outside. You can't talk about the concept of Hachana L'Shabbos without quoting the famous machlokas between Hillel and Shammai. The Ramban brings down in Chumash, and when the Torah tells us in Ten Commandments, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, remember the Shabbos and sanctify it. Right. So the main ways that we remember the Shabbos and sanctify it is by Kiddush on Shabbos, the mitzvahs on Shabbos. But the Ramban quotes that an additional dimension of remembering and sanctifying Shabbos is not only, and this is a true fact in everything, right? Is not only once you're in Shabbos you don't remember it and sanctify it, but already from Sunday, from Monday, you need to be remembering Shabbos. And the Gemara quotes, the Gemara in Beitza, and there's also a Mechilta, that there's a famous machlokes between Hillel and Shammai. That when they would go to the marketplace, when the Gemara says like, I'll read the Gemara quickly. The Gemara Beitza on the bottom of the first page. You flip back. Tanya, Amar Rav Shammai Azaki Kol Yom Aviyu Amar Ochel L'Chavut Shabbos. Shammai would eat, would live. Eating is a general meaning. He would take goods. He would eat all of his life L'Chavut Shabbos. Why? Matzah Behema Noeh. If he would see a great looking cow, a nice piece of steak, he would say, Zula Shabbos, this steak, it's such a Kabbalic steak, I'm setting this aside, L'Chavut Shabbos, even on Sunday, even on Monday. Matzah Acheres Naiman, and if he would see an even nicer steak, he would say, an even nicer steak, this steak is going to be L'Chavut Shabbos. Miniach HaSashniyah V'Ochel HaSarishon, and he would take the first one, that was for Shabbos, and he would eat that on Monday. I got an even better one. So that was Aval Hillel, but the Gemara says, but Hillel, Mida Acheres Haisalo, he had a different Mida, he had a different mentality. He had a different perspective of living for Shabbos. Why? Shekol Masad L'Shem Shemaim. Every single thing Hillel did was L'Shem Shemaim. Shenemar Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That this moment right now is the be all and end all of reality. I want to make the most of this moment right now. I could have the ultimate Vegas to Hashem now. I don't need to wait for Shabbos. Right, so Shammai would always be preparing actively, be conscientious of preparing for Shabbos. Hillel would be living in the moment, mamish. So flip the page. I'm sorry, it flips like this. I apologize. I'm still learning how to use photocopy machines. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings down this machlokas and Siman Reish Nun. And he says, I'm just reading the words of Mishnah Berurah. V'iskimu harbe poskim shagam hillel modeh shekedibur beis Shammai adifa tfei. Many poskim say that even Hillel was modeh that one should live like that. One should live with the eyes of Shabbos. You go to the makolet on Tuesday and you see your favorite. Let's talk about something practical for a guy who's in yeshiva who doesn't really need to work. You know, think about his own meals. But you know, you see a great your favorite candy. So Shammai would go in, and he'd say, look at this candy, this is a Gevaldic candy, I'm going to buy this candy, and it's going to be L'Chavut Shabbos Kodesh. And then he happened to be a different makolet the next day, and, an even better candy, this is my favorite candy, I haven't had it in so long, I'm going to save this candy L'Chavut Shabbos, and I'm going to eat that candy right now. Hillel would see the favorite candy, and he would eat it right away. To make the most of that moment that he was in right now. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that even Hillel was motivated that one should live with this mentality of Shammai. One should live that everything that they encounter, everything that they see, should be L'Chavut Shabbos. However, Hillel had an even higher level of bitachon, and a higher level of faith in God. Shemavada Yasmin L'Chavut Shabbos Maniyafa Mishar Yamin Mugdei L'Chazek Midas Bitchono Haya Noikach. Hillel knew he had such a level of bitachon Hashem. Of course, I'm going to eat what's in front of me right now, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me you know, come Friday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me the opportunity or give me the greatest, you know, the greatest Shabbos delights. I don't need, that's a high level of bitachon. But the poskim saying, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lamaisa for us, because we're not really on that level of bitachon of Hillel, so halacha Lamaisa, we paskin like Shammai. That when you see something special during the week, you should set it aside, l'chavod Shabbos, and that's how we paskin. But we see that the mentality is no matter what, whether it's like the Shammai or like Hillel, Hillel is a higher level of bitachon, but he's even moded to Shammai, that we live like this. We live with the eyes of Shabbos. We live trying, not for the present, not for momentary present pleasure and delight, but Shabbos is the day of Tanu. Shabbos is the day of delight. Shabbos is the Yom HaDinishmasa. Shabbos is the day where I can experience this world and the joys and delights of this world all Chavut Shabbos, because that's a taste of Me'ein Olam Haba, Shabbos Menucha. And when we go to the store, you have to have those eyes. See something really, really special? Ah! L'chavad Shabbos Kodesh. Chavetz Chaim has an unbelievable thing. I heard this in a shir this week by, the shir was given by Rav Shai Schechter, who's the son of Rav Herschel Schechter, the Rosh Yeshiva of YU, one of the great, great poskim of America. Imer Shem will have the opportunity to host him here in our yeshiva. And his son, who's an up-and-coming big rav in the Five Towns, he gave a little shiur, found a shiur of his on the end of preparing for Shabbos, and he quoted this Chavetz Chaim, very, very special. There is a famous statement, whether it's a chazal or from the later Balei Machshava, that on Shabbos in the world of souls, on Shabbos in the world of souls, so even if there's a soul who's in Gehenna, a soul who's in, you know, in the world of punishment, the world of pain, the world of cleansing, every soul goes into Gan Eden for Shabbos. So the Chavetz Chaim asked, when does that start? When do the souls in Gan Eden enter in, and the souls up in the world in heaven leave from Gehenna and go into Gan Eden? And the Chavetz Chaim said, the Misha Shomer Shabbos B'olam Hazeh as Gam. So they're not in Gehenim Yom Shabbos. Says the Chavetz Chaim that he heard from Gadol Hador Echad. The Nechshav Leishahu. When does it start? When does he go? When does the soul go from Gehenim into Gan Eden upstairs? Says the Chavetz Chaim. The Nechshav Leishahu Zman Shabbos Meet Shehischel BeErev Shabbos LeIsasik BeTzarchei Shabbos. You know when the soul gets to go from the world of the week, the world of Gehenim, into the world of Gan Eden in heaven? Whenever that person began preparing for Shabbos in this world, their Shabbos begins when they start preparing for Shabbos. I will say, this is my own thought, you can take it or leave it. It's not what Chavetz Chaim says, but if we put two things together, if a person is really living like Shammai, like the Halacha says, and they're meiging for Shabbos all week long, they're living L'chavod Shabbos, so according to Chavetz Chaim, when will that soul go from Gehenim into Gan Eden? Whenever they started preparing for Shabbos, and according to Shammai, you should feel be'echad b'Shabbos. Even on Sunday, you should be already preparing for Shabbos. So according to Chavetz Chaim, even if a person chas v'shalom lo'aleinu, nobody in this room, nobody that you know, nobody that you ever encounter, will ever be in Gehenna. But if a person chas v'shalom ends up in that painful reality up in heaven, but if in this world they at least had the consciousness of hachana l'Shabbos, so maybe they'll be able to go into Gan Eden already. Already early on in the week, in Sunday, Monday, whatever it is, whenever a person starts preparing for Shabbos. The halacha is, and this is the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, covering for the Shulchan Aruch. In halacha, there's a concept of shlichus, right? We're not able always to do every mitzvah by ourselves. Right, by Kiddushin, with shlichus, by Gittin, there's shlichus, right? Sending a messenger, sending a representative to do a mitzvah for you. But Chazal, in many places, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Kiddushin, many places, talk about doing something b'shlichus. But the concept is, and especially the example that's used for this concept called mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho, it's better to do a mitzvah on your own than to have a messenger do it for you. One of the greatest, most common examples that's used for that is preparing for Shabbos. And the Gemara tells of many Tanaim, many Amoraim, I'll read from the Shulchan Aruch. Yashkim aboker b'yom shishi tzachas Shabbos v'afilu yeshul kama avadim. Even if you got it made and you have servants, you have cleaning ladies, you have cooks, you have a chauffeur, you have all kinds of servants who do everything for you. Nevertheless, Yishtadol lachin ba'atzmo shum davar l'tzarecha Shabbos kedi l'chabdo. Right, and yeshiva, right? You have the cook that cooks for you. You have the janitors that clean for you. You have people who do things for you. Nevertheless, when it comes to the world of Shabbos, a person should be mishtadol, a person should try with all their might to do it for themselves, to be mechin, to prepare l'Shabbos kedi l'chabdo. And the Shulchan Aruch gives many examples of great Tanaim and Amoraim who did things that, you know, their wives would generally do, or their servants would generally do. But when it comes to Shabbos, no. They did it, right? Rav Chisda, Mechatech HaYerek, he would cut the vegetables. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Avu Mevakin Eitzim, they would chop wood to make fire for cooking. Rabbi Zeriah Madlagayish, he would light the fire himself. Rabbi Nachman, he would takin abayis, he would clean the house, he would bring in the furniture and arrange the furniture l'chavad Shabbos. Upanek Le'achol, he would get rid of the weekday vessels and things. Ve'lo yomar, lo efkom kvodi, a person should not say, me? I'm a great rabbi. I'm a great tzaddik. This is beneath my dignity. No. Kizel kvodo mishem chabed Shabbos. No. You know what the greatest kavod that a person could have is? Giving kavod to Shabbos. When a person gives kavod to Shabbos, that's the ikar kavod that a person could have in this world. We'll end with one last thing. We have time for two things or one thing? One last thing. Okay, there's a famous story, the Gemara in Shabbos, called the story of Yosef Moker Shabbos, a very, very famous tale that's brought down in the Gemara in Shabbos, Ayin Sham. We'll skip that, and I just want to read to you one last thing together. This is a profound quote from one of the Gedolim of the last generation, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva University, the Abbe Zin of Boston, and one of the great Gedolim, one of the great Jewish thinkers and great Jewish leaders in the second half of the 20th century. And this is a small selection from one of his beautiful svarim called Ala Tshuva, which is translated to English. Generally learned, strongly recommended read around the Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. It's the Rav on the Rambam Masechot Tshuva. And this is a small keta, a small selection from there. And I would like to read it with you, and Mirtzam with this will finish. Allow me, please, to make a private confession. This is the way the Rav spoke, especially when he spoke personally, when he showed his personal, intimate side. And it's very, very moving, because we're not talking about, you know, we're talking about one of the greatest minds, Jewish, non-Jewish, but certainly one of the greatest minds, the greatest leaders of the Torah world. And he sometimes gave a glimpse into his own inner world, and he said like this: allow me, please, to make a private confession concerning a matter that has caused me much loss of sleep. I'm not so very old yet. I remember a time when 90% of world Jewry were observant, and the secularists were a small minority at the fringes of the camp. I still remember, it was not so long ago, when Jews were still so close to God and lived in an atmosphere, I don't think it should be perverted, I think it should be pervaded with holiness. But today, what do we see? The profane and the secular are in control wherever we turn. Even in those neighborhoods made up of predominantly religious Jews, one can no longer talk of the sanctity of the Sabbath day. True, there are Jews in America who observe the Sabbath. The label Sabbath Observer, a Shomer Shabbos, has come to be used as a title of honor in our circles. Just like Harav HaGon, neither really indicates anything, and both testify to the lowly state of our generation. Rabosei, open your hearts. But it is not for the Sabbath that my heart aches. It is for the eve of the Sabbath, the Erev Shabbos. There are Sabbath-observing Jews in America, but there are not Erev Sabbath Jews. They're not Erev Shabbos Jews who go out to greet the Shabbos with beating hearts and pulsating souls. There are many who observe the precepts with their hands, with their feet, and with their mouths. But there are few indeed who truly know the meaning of keeping the Erev Shabbos. I think one of the things that we can grow and change and develop while we're here in Yeshiva this year, something that we can take with us for our entire lives, many of us came into Yeshiva knowing Shabbos is special, Shabbos is holy. But like the tzaddikim say, ein kedusha b'lo hachana. If a person wants to experience and feel sanctity, feel spirituality, he has no chance in doing so without proper preparation. And the greatest way this manifests and must manifest in our life is specifically in the world of Shabbos. If you don't prepare for Shabbos, then how can you expect to feel and tap in and taste Shabbos? So invest. And I give everybody a challenge. In fact, even on your calendars, tomorrow, on your calendars, anybody know what it's called in tomorrow in the calendars?
Shabbos.
It says Yom Hachana LeShabbos. That's the way we named tomorrow on the calendar. Last year we made the calendar. We called tomorrow Yom Hachana LeShabbos, day of Shabbos preparations. Here's a challenge. and we'll use social media to be mechazek one another. Figure out a way, a new way, not something you've done already, a new way. I gave you 10 things here that you could take on. You could even add your own if you want to be creative. How are you going to prepare for the Shabbos? How are you going to invest tomorrow in your Erev Shabbos in order so that your Shabbos is more special than last week? Develop a new minhag of maybe getting ready for Shabbos a little bit early and sitting in the Beis Medrash, or maybe buying something special every Shabbos so that that will define your Shabbos. You'll have that special candy, that special fill in the blank, whatever it is. If you don't have a special Shabbos shirt, go out and buy a special Shabbos shirt. If you don't have, if you haven't cleaned your room in a while, clean up your room, straighten your room. Maybe even come to yeshiva and help set up the tables. L'chavad Shabbos. Because if you invest in Erev Shabbos, then that is a sign. That is a great, great indicator that you will be able to call a Torah for Erev Shabbos. Everybody who invests into Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. Because if you wait till the last minute, just like the nations of the world did, it'll be too late. And then likely you won't be able to tap in, you won't be able to feel the beauty, the soul, the heart of Shabbos. So our Rabbos say, tomorrow and for this entire year, and for the rest of our lives, let's realize that our whole reality in this world is just one big Erev Shabbos. And especially come the Shabbos of each week, let's invest in Erev Shabbos. Because that will help us feel the beauty, the heart, the soul of Shabbos, and will give us that taste of Me'ed Olam Haba, Shabbos Menucha. Yashar Koyach.